This is Josh Clark with your morning devotion from Philippians chapter 1, verse 20. Paul says, "According to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also, Christ should be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death." And as I read this verse, I get just so challenged. That, you know, here Paul is, again, in prison, and he's talking about his desire, his earnest desire. I mean, from the deepest part of his soul, his desire that Christ should be lifted up, that Christ should be proclaimed through his imprisonment, through his chains, and that in no way, that in no way would he bring shame to the cross of Christ, that in no way would he be ashamed of Christ, be ashamed to stand up boldly, even if it were to cost him his life. And he said, "I want Christ, my earnest desire is that Christ will be magnified, will be lifted up, will be proclaimed in my body through my life here, whether it is in life, I continue to live, or whether I die, whether I'm put to death, whether I die in these chains, in this imprisonment." You know, and I think, wow, is that God, help me that to be my, that I could truthfully say that every day. That I could say that I earnestly desire, that it's the deepest part of me, that I would, and it's my hope, my desire, my hope. It's what inspires me. It's what gives me hope that I would proclaim Jesus' name, that my life would be a testimony to who he is, to the cross of Christ, to the salvation that is available through our Savior, Jesus Christ. I mean, isn't that exciting that we have that opportunity for our life to count, to have meaning, to have purpose, and that meaning and that purpose will only be found in us not backing away, not backing down, but boldly proclaiming the name of Christ. And I'll tell you, one of my fears is that as I read through the scriptures and I see people who started right, that they started on fire, and yet by the end of their life, too often, they've abandoned the faith, or at the very least, they become lukewarm, you know, to where their end is not greater than the beginning. They didn't finish the race strong. And so, you know, we look at Paul on the other hand, though. Here he is getting near the end of his life, and yet he is just as bold and passionate as ever. He says, and he goes on to say, "For me to live is Christ and to die is gain." That, you know what, I'm willing to continue on. I'm willing to be with you all. I want to make a difference. I want my life to count, to encourage the brethren, to lift them up, to get, you know, Christ's name out there. But you know what? I'm looking forward to glory. I can't wait for heaven. You know, whichever way, you know, hey, I'm okay with that. Isn't that beautiful? So let's go out there and let's live a life of impact. Let it be our earnest desire that we would never be ashamed, but that Christ would be magnified through our life. Make it an awesome day. God bless.